han har sett mig måste han ska ta det över dig. He said to me, he says, I know he's been like that all bloody day.
The person you just heard that was filling a room full of people with almost pain-inducing laughter was, of course, the one and only great British clown, Norman Wisdom, the Isle of Man's only big claim to fame when it comes to comedy. While stand-up and comedy acts thrive in the UK thanks to the comedy circuit, a Manx circuit has never been created for some unknown reason. However, small steps are being taken to get the Manx public laughing more and to produce more local comedians. Local comedy nights are beginning to emerge with the likes of Dean's Comedy Experiment and Nine Across Comedy, and stand-up made its debut in the Guild last year for the very first time in the festival's history. Students at Ballacameen High School are also getting involved with the movement, where a number of Year 7s are trying their hand at making people chuckle.
Let's just get the jokes coming, because I'm just going to keep on yapping on for 5 minutes. So, first things first, Ballacameen School Field.
Chloe is a Year 7 student with aspirations of becoming a stand-up comedian. She did her first ever five-minute practice last week, which I had the privilege to sit in on and watch, and it was a joy and a pleasure. Thank you very much, Chloe, for letting me do that. We had a little chat after she'd finished her first ever set about what inspired her to give stand-up comedy a go.
It was one of the little kids I watched on America's Got Talent called Ned, and he was 7 years old when he first started, and he inspired me.
And you've just done a five-minute set. How did it go?
I feel like it went well because all my friends that were watching, they said that I didn't look nervous and that you couldn't tell that I was nervous, but I was very nervous because until Monday break time I had never touched a microphone before, and then ever since then I've loved being a comedian.
The world of comedy doesn't solely consist of stand-up, though. Fellow Year 7 students Hayden and Ben are an aspiring double act.
I'd have to say that the jokes were kind of terrible. But, you know, everyone liked them, except the computer. He only liked one.
But I think the fact that the jokes were bad actually made it funnier. And when you were kind of sort of faffing around at the start and you were like, I don't know what's going on, I thought that was part of it. I found it really funny.
That was actually an accident, but yeah, the jokes were bad, we know it. And yeah, I guess it did make it kind of funnier because of how bad they were.
I could say it was perfectly planned.
And with the open mic setup at Ballacameen, it's not all about comedy. Singers, musicians and actors alike are also getting involved. Voices there were from the brilliant Rove and Rebecca. They made a point of taking the opportunity to conquer their fears, not only head on, but in front of an audience.
It was fun. Something I wouldn't get out of every day for having a contest, but it's not really a contest, it's to see how good you are with your talent, to show it off to the world.
And you are incredibly talented, as are you, Rebecca. How did you find it?
Pretty good. I just like doing that in my spare time usually. Because normally I play my violin, like Jessica, but like it's different for me to actually be on a stage singing because it's been like 4 years since I last did that.
Brilliant. Do either of you get nervous?
My first and second time I've been scared, but I have chased my fears out the door, so...
Fantastic. What about you, Rebecca?
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous because it's not been like that much lately, me singing.
And that takes a lot of courage to then stand up on stage in front of an audience and, you know, conquer those nerves. So really well done, guys. Are you going to come back again and do a different song?
Yes,
definitely.
Representing the emerging talent from the musician side of things is violinist Jessica.
It was a bit different experience, but I still quite enjoyed it. And it was kind of fun because I haven't really been practicing those pieces because I have moved on to grade 3 now.
So you did that without having really practiced that much. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And are you going to come back next week?
Yeah, I will.
All this came as a light bulb moment to manager of the Studio Theatre, Tony Corlett, who wants to give students of all ages an opportunity to shine in the spotlight. He hopes giving kids a chance to practice what they're passionate about on a regular basis could help them to master their craft early and move on to bigger things.
It's come from a variety of things, really. We're living through one heck of a year, and since I came into this role, I just saw an opportunity here for people to start doing a little bit more in the way of daytime performance. So I thought, the theatre's lying empty on a lunch break, let's do something with that. And the thing that interested me most was, let's just set up an open mic. There's a microphone in the centre of the stage, there's a spotlight, and people can sign up for the slot. They can come in, they can sing if they want to, they can tell jokes, they can read the dictionary if that takes their fancy. And it's really just giving them an opportunity for the 5 minutes in the spotlight, and let's see what comes of it. I'm hoping it's going to snowball into something bigger and better as the weeks go by.
So, could this finally be the starting point for the Isle of Man's next big comedians that have us wiping tears from our face and bent over in laughter? Let's hope so.